Senator Saviello, Representative Tucker, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. I am Chris Johnson from Somerville, testifying in opposition to LD 395. In February 2014, I testified on similar rules, which were soundly not accepted by the House and Senate. Again, in February 2015, I and over 100 people testified against those same rules, which, again, were soundly defeated. Too little has changed in the rules now before this committee, in spite of the testimony which led to these prior defeats, and in spite of the 441 pieces of testimony in opposition at the BEP hearing last fall, with only two testifying in support. Yet the rules were not adequately changed to reflect that overwhelming opposition. This meets the classic popular definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Actually, it meets the Merriam-Webster definition as well, extreme folly or unreasonableness. These rules remain insufficiently protective, and with a very great potential that they will result in the need for citizens of Maine to be faced with loss of valuable resources and the burden of treatment over generations, long after the mines and any jobs resulting from them are gone. It may be no surprise, but the ore raising such concerns is still the same. It hasn't miraculously lost its sulfide or high arsenic content. Tailings impoundments have not miraculously become low risk either since the 2014 Mount Pauley disaster in British Columbia, which released 10 million cubic meters of water and 4.5 million cubic meters of slurry. A review panel concluded that fundamental changes must be made to the way mines are permitted and tailings ponds designed. These rules do not allow tailings ponds, but do allow wet mine waste units, and nothing in their definition makes clear that they are not the same thing by a different name. Nothing has happened to make it practical for such tailings ponds by another name to be removed at closure. The rules do allow the mine itself to be flooded, so what are they going to do? Put the tailings back in the mine and flood it? Changing the name of the same unsafe practice isn't how you address its high risk. That's the kind of response you expect from children too young to know you can't hide your broccoli under your napkin to avoid eating it. Not what you expect from the department responsible for protecting Maine's environment. The rules also still allow mining under surface waters that are critically important to Maine's economy, our people's livelihood, and their lives, such as our lakes, coastal waters, rivers, streams, and wetlands. The DEP again proposed draft rules to BEP that are too weak to protect Maine's surface and groundwater, too weak to protect Maine from a perpetual treatment time bomb and costs, and too weak to keep Maine from paying the price tag for mitigating the likely acid and arsenic ecological disaster. It is still true that ASCE revised upward by 1 inch the 100-year probability storm and coastal 24-hour precipitation depth in Maine exceeding 7 inches and in southern Maine exceeding 8 inches. I quote ASC, "This study, as well as recent record-breaking events in northern New England, strongly suggests the need for updating of design storm estimates. Furthermore, the extreme precipitation events of longer than one-day duration have caused large-scale flooding in the region over the last decade. The magnitude of longer-duration storms, particularly two-day storms, may also be increasing, calling for engineered infrastructure that can accommodate increases in both storm magnitude and duration," which means that the rule requirement for 24-hour, 500-year storm containment is still inadequate. And that standard is one used, I think, in four places within the rules, just 24 hours. Furthermore, these rules do not require consideration of upward trends for rainfall event severity and duration in planning what constitutes adequate containment. I've said it before, but clearly my voice and those of hundreds of other Maine people repeatedly over the last 4 years are falling on deaf ears when these rules are the result. Maine is admired by people across this country for the pristine nature of our natural places. The people not only visiting but living here and working in jobs dependent upon the uncontaminated nature of our resources expect better than this. The natural resources we have in Maine and the many lives and many jobs dependent upon the quality of those resources, as they have for generations, will always be more important than mining company profits and a small number of jobs for a few years. character of this place and its pragmatic stewardship by Maine people are what we keep for each other and leave for future generations. Sulfide ore, metallic mining remains something we need to do right or not do at all. Because Maine's slogan still is not, I remember it before the acid and arsenic spoiled it. Our slogan is the way life should be. Once again, these rules deserve rejection. Period. Thank you.
Thank you. I gave you a lot of leeway because you're a former senator.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Any questions? Thank you. Jenny, begin. Fagan? Jenny? May have left, too. Adam Turner?